Well, this meeting of the Senate Local Government Committee will come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Senator Kadas?
Here.
Senator Klocek? Senator Napoli?
Here.
Senator Schmidt?
Here.
Senator Tuples? Senator Gant?
Here.
Senator Albers?
Here. And so we have a quorum. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting. Moved Napoli. Second, Schmidt. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. I would ask if anyone has a cell phone in the audience that you would turn it off, please. If you intend to testify or give testimony before the committee this morning, I would ask that you sign in at the door so that the clerk will have the proper spelling of your name. Please remember that this meeting is on the internet and people are listening. When you testify, please move the mic close so that you can be heard by the committee and by whoever might be listening on the internet. With that, we will proceed. I want to tell you up front that I'm going to defer Senate Bill 82 to Monday the 29th. We would have a meeting next Wednesday. It won't be next Wednesday. We'll move it to Monday the 29th. Having said that, the reason that I'm moving it is that there's going to be some compromises, I think, made between the opposing parties on this issue, and we'll ask them to come back and give us their testimony on the 29th. With that, we'll move on to Senate Bill 81. Are there proponents of Senate Bill 81? There aren't. Okay, we'll move Senate Bill 81 to the bottom of the calendar. Hopefully the proponents will show up in the meantime. Are there proponents of House Bill 1007? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Kia Warren, and I'm the election supervisor in the Secretary of State's office. And what House Bill 1007 will do is move the deadline to file a nominating petition for a partisan candidate up by 1 week. Traditionally, the deadline to file nominating petitions has been the first Tuesday in April, and we're very comfortable with that until this last election cycle. With the federal mandates that have been passed down to us for new voting equipment and putting Lakota on the voting machines, it's been nearly impossible to meet the deadlines under the current time frame. We have to have ballots printed, optical scan machines programmed, the AutoMark voter assist terminals programmed, and then once all that is done, the county auditors have to thoroughly test the printed ballots against all these machines to make everything is working properly. And from the first Tuesday in April to the beginning of absentee voting for the primary election, we only have a 2 to 3 week time period to get all that in place. Despite all of our efforts to get the Lakota ready for the primary election on the voter assist terminals, we did not meet that this year. There just wasn't enough time to get everything in place for that to begin. This change will give the county auditors an additional week to make sure ballots are properly printed, to be able to test all the machines, to make everything as accurate, to begin absentee voting 6 weeks prior to the primary election. And so with that, we're just asking to move up this date by 1 week, and I'll stand by for further questions when appropriate.
We'll do that now.
Okay.
Are there questions from members of the committee? Questions for the proponents of House Bill 1007? Seeing none, thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Are there further proponents of House Bill 1007? Are there opponents of House Bill 1007? Opponents of House Bill 1007. Seeing none, we'll close to committee action and/or discussion. Senator Napoli moves. Do pass? Senator Napoli moves do pass on 1007.
Second.
Senator Gant second. The clerk will call the roll. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there discussion among committee members before we proceed? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Senator Kadis?
Aye.
Senator Klocek?
Aye.
Senator Napoli?
Aye.
Senator Schmidt?
Aye.
Senator Tubols?
Aye.
Senator Gant?
Aye.
Senator Albers?
Aye. The vote is unanimous, and House Bill 1007 will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Senator Gant calls for consent.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to go on consent on 1007. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House Bill 1007 will go to the floor with a on the consent calendar. That was Senator Tubols, I think. Oh, wait a minute, Senator Kadis. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Have proponents of Senate Bill 81 arrived yet? We'll wait just a few minutes. Oh, okay. We have proponents of Senate Bill 81. A bill to remove the reference to party affiliations for independent candidates on the certificate of nomination and the ballot. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Excuse me for being late. I just got to my desk and I found that the bill was up this morning. I guess I wasn't notified on Friday, so I wasn't really expecting it this morning. So the reason I put this bill in, as many of you know, when we have an election, the ordinary process is to go through the committee or the procedure of getting your nomination from your party. And when you do that, it takes a lot of work. You put in a lot of time and your campaign and so on, and you get the nomination, say, for as a Republican or a Democrat representing that party. However, another person can come in, completely bypass the party system and run as a independent, and behind their name is the words whether they're affiliated with either the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. And I feel that this takes away some of the reasons that people should run through their party. I think if you're going to be an independent, you ought to be independent. I talked a little bit with Chris Nelson and asked him a little bit of the history about it, and he said, well, somewhere way back, someone wanted to run as a communist party, affiliated with the communist party, so they thought maybe it should be on the ballot. I guess my opinion is still that if you run as an independent, you should be an independent. Just those words, that you're affiliated with a certain party, kind of makes the connotation to the voters that you are that party's representative, when really the person that went through the entire process of the primary and achieved the nomination, I think that person has the right to run as that party's candidate. And this was the reason that I put this bill in. I think that, if you're an independent, you're going to run as an independent, you ought to be an independent, and not necessarily. If you want a campaign that you're affiliated with the Progressive Party or the Communist Party or Republican Party or whatever, I guess you can campaign that way, but I don't think it should be on the ballot. And basically, that's all this bill does.
Do any members of the committee have questions? Senator Kadis.
Senator, do you know if you do run as an independent and you seek party affiliation, be it Republican, Democrat, whatever, do you also then have to receive the endorsement of that party to put that label on, in addition to being independent?
No. I think that put on through the when you file, I think that They ask you if you're affiliated with a certain party. I'm not sure that really the internal workings, the secretary may be able to.
Senator Kadis.
Follow-up, please. But the local parties don't have to endorse.
No.
Okay.
No.
Further questions from members of the committee? Any questions? If not, thank you very much. Are there further proponents of Senate Bill 81? Proponents of Senate Bill 81. Are there opponents of Senate Bill 81? Opponents of Senate Bill 81. Seeing none, we'll close to committee action and or discussion. Senator Kadis.
Just for sake of a little bit of discussion, I know sometimes, just due to timing, et cetera, the parties, the major parties, the Republicans and Democrats, don't always fill their slates. And I think that this independent affiliated with either party has been used in the past primarily to accommodate filling a slate. I would think that the parties would have to endorse that person if you went that direction on it. So if someone just presents himself as an independent affiliated with Republican or Democratic Party, I would agree with the senator. That's not appropriate. You should have your party behind you. But it might also present some flexibility for the parties when they have an unfilled position.
Senator Napoli.
Mr. Chairman, members of the body, I talked to Senator McKinney at length about this bill because I guess I've been around a long time, like some of you guys, and I've seen this many times where you have a Republican, Democrat, independent affiliated with the Democrat Party, and in some instances it's just caused a lot of confusion as to who is what and who's doing what. And then it's also caused, in some cases, when there happens to be a fracas between two people, it's also caused animosity because one person has gone through the process and gotten their party's nomination and the whole nine yards, and somebody else has got their nose out of joint about it and comes in and says, well, I'm the representative of the Republican Party, when in reality the person didn't go through the primary and is not. And so I think this is really a good bill. I think that Senator McKinney absolutely said it when he said, if you're going to run, then the affiliation should be with whatever you're running with, Republican, Democrat, or independent. And so with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd move it to pass.
Second.
Motion Napoli, second Gant, do pass on Senate Bill 81. Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Gant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this is a very good bill. By clarifying that an independent is an independent and that if they want to be affiliated with a certain party, they should get that party to be a registered party here in the state. Just last week we were discussing with the Secretary of State on how other parties can be, how third parties can become parties within the state. And there's an entire process there. And if those individuals want to go through that process and they don't want to just be affiliated, they want to be full-fledged members, then they should do that. The second point I wanted to make was in regard to Senator Kadis and the comments about that this independent, you know, with affiliated with, that isn't we have a set process on how we can fill candidates if a Republican or a Democrat withdraws from the election. There's a whole process that the Secretary of State has to go through with that. So the independent affiliated with, to my mind, isn't a process that is used to fill a candidate for that particular political party office. Thanks.
Further discussion? For myself, I have a question, and I think I know the answer, but I'd like to make sure. If I decided to run and file affiliated with a particular party, I could do this without asking anybody. I wouldn't have to go to the local party, the county chair, or anybody else. I could just decide. Could I decide to affiliate with a, and this might be an unfair question, could I affiliate with a party that really doesn't exist? Could I make one up? And that might be an unfair question, because I don't know if anybody would know the answer to that. But
I really don't know. The secretary would have to answer that.
Okay, we've got somebody. Yes, would you fill us in a little bit?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, when an independent candidate wants to file a nominating petition, they have to list, if they're affiliated, registered with any other party on the voter registration file, they have to list that on their nominating petition when they declare their candidacy. And so if they're not registered with a party at that point, then they will just write independent on the petition. So they have to actually list what they're registered as a registered voter. If they want to be, they can list a party and on their voter registration card that's not a recognized party in South Dakota. But that's what they would have to list on their nominating petition then.
So if I wanted to do this, I would have to file my petition as an independent affiliated with, but I'd have to at that time be a member of that party?
The party you list on your nominating petition, you'd have to be a registered voter at
that
time.
I would have to be registered with that party.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Further discussion. Senator Kadis.
I think you've addressed it, but just to make certain, an independent then would have to be registered as an independent, but if they were affiliated with the Republican Party, for example, then they would be listed as an independent affiliated with the Republican Party, or is that their choice, or do you automatically put them on that way?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If they want to run as an independent, they don't have to be registered as an independent. They can be registered with any political party they want, but if they are registered other than an independent, that political party affiliation they're registered with has to be placed on the declaration of candidacy on the nominating petition.
Everybody understand? Senator
Kadis. Hate to be so picky, but that might take care of the petition. How about listing on the ballot then?
If I might, Mr. Chairman. Whatever party affiliation they list on that nominating petition, that will be the words placed affiliated with the blank party. If they're not registered with any other party and they're actually registered as an independent, then the ballot will say independent with or independent affiliated with no party.
Thank you, Ms. Warren.
Mm-hmm.
Further questions?
Thank you.
Is there further comments or discussion from the committee? We have a motion and a second. The clerk will call the roll.
Senator Kadis?
Aye.
Senator Klocek?
Aye.
Senator Napoli? Senator Schmidt?
Aye.
Senator Tubols?
Aye.
Senator Gant?
Aye.
Senator Albers?
Aye. Senate Bill 81 will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation. I think that's all the business we have. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Move Kadis, second Klocek to adjourn. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, same sign. We're adjourned.